The device is so small you can't even see it on this piece of glass, but the benefits for cancer detection and treatment are huge.
The device is basically a very thin film, about 100 nanometers thin, which is 1,000th of a human hair on this piece of glass.
UNL chemical engineer Ravi Saraf says the nanoparticle device attached to a surgical instrument would be able to feel the cancer cells and display them on a monitor. Saraf would also like to use the device to make a high-resolution ultrasound detector.
We think by this technology we can improve the resolution by a factor of 10, probably even a factor of 100. So that's our real goal. And if we can do that, we would be able to diagnose cancer very, very early, at very, very early stages.
The touch sensor is manufactured in the lab through a simple process. An experiment with a penny demonstrates the sensitivity of the device. In total darkness, the penny is pressed against the device and the image is sent to a computer.
The image from the camera was directly fed into the computer, and what we saw was basically the Lincoln penny image on the screen.
The touch sensor holds promise for robotics. Robots with human-like touch could maneuver in total darkness and provide information useful in military operations. But Saraf is more interested in the medical benefits.
This would allow us to catch cancer much at a much earlier stage.
From the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, I'm Mary Jane Bruce.